welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and I've got Patty Wilson with me today.
Hello,
Patty,
glad to be back.
So glad to have you on the program. You know, we like to get together on the air, and we like to just hang out and talk about different topics and the Word. And, you know, we're based out of Lighthouse Christian Church over here in Merritt Island, Florida. We're over on the back nine off Banana River Drive, 1250 North Banana River Drive, right across the street from Audubon Elementary School. And we just love Jesus. We're just hanging out. The church is thriving. Everything's going really good.
Awesome
over here
place.
At Lighthouse. And, you know, the purpose of this program is, you know, we want you to understand just the power of the Word of God and what it can do in your life and how it can change everything about you so that you can recognize and tune in to the Holy Spirit and learn to walk with God and, you know, hear His voice and just be who God's called
yes.
us to be. I think so many people these days, Patty, have gotten distracted and they're doing the grind.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you ever done the grind?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like constant, just day to day, doing what we got to do, following the list. Well, I'm here today to tell you we have a topic for you.
Yes, for
and
sure.
My topic, and I brought the topic this time, is you can be set free in Jesus.
Amen.
You can be set free. Whatever it is, what's got you? What's holding you back? What's holding on to you? What, you know, whatever it is, you know, if you look in Luke 4, 18 and 19, which is actually it's a reiteration of a scripture in Isaiah. And it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord." And, you know, the bottom line is we're all a slave to something.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in our lives, at this moment, there's something that's got you that God wants to set you free from. You know, it could be lust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the way that the world's going, lust isn't just a man thing anymore. You know, women are, you know, getting just taken to the cleaners as well in the lust category. There's just so much about looking good and being, you know, what is it?
Vanity.
Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. And then another one might be greed. You know, there's so much just thrust in this life to make money. I got to have money. I got to be rich. I got to do this. I got to do that. And, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, it could be anger. Maybe you're dealing with anger. No, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, I've even seen it in the church is, you know, so many are chasing after the ministry now. You know, the title.
That's really
they
good.
They have to have the
kidding.
Title, the ministry.
Yeah.
And I've seen that in the church and almost fell into that because there was such pressure for that. And we forget that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, each one of us. He's anointed each one of us.
But I see so many people gripped with anger or depression or fear. You know, even poverty itself is a curse, Patty.
You know,
we are seeing people right now with the inflation rates and everything, they're suffering. People are struggling just to make ends meet. Rents are higher than I've ever seen them in the history of the world. And it's crazy. But, you know, the bottom line is darkness is trying to overtake people. It's trying to control people and it's trying to infiltrate into our lives and get us, you know, into these different things that I just said. You know, in Colossians 1, 13 and 14, it says, "For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." You know, I think this would be a good time to maybe share just briefly our testimonies. I think a lot of people, they hear us talking on the radio and they're like, oh yeah, they're great Christian people, this and mm-hmm. that. But there was a point in my life where I was under the domain of darkness, just like the scripture in Colossians 1, 13 mm-hmm. and 14 says. I was an addict. I was on drugs. I was an alcoholic. I was lustful. I was angry. I was all those things. And we've you know, seen all of that in our lives. And I'm here today to say that depression, you know, you can be free from that. You can be free from fear. And I got set free when I met Jesus. See, every testimony is this. Mm-hmm. I once was lost, then I met Jesus, now I'm found.
Found, yeah.
I once was an addict, then I met Jesus, and now I'm not an addict. And I once walked in darkness, and then I found the light, and now I can see clearly where I'm going, what I'm doing in my life, because Jesus, I've been set free in
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Me too. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, the
share
same
a little
for
bit
me.
Of your testimony.
Same for me, you know, young mom. Doors were opened, and I ended up addicted to crack cocaine and dealt with alcohol addiction over the years and major oppression and depression and hopelessness set in. And this scripture, actually, that you were sharing was a major part after I came to know the Lord of setting me free. The Spirit of the Lord's upon me, set me free. He's opened prison doors and set the captives free is
yeah,
what it says.
For
and
sure.
I was in prison to the sin. I was in prison to the drugs and the alcohol. I was in prison in a bad marriage. So I was so hopeless, just so hopeless and oppressed. And then Jesus showed up.
Yeah, amen.
And, you know, just crying out and saying, God, I'm desperate. Show me if you're real. And somebody shows up at the front door.
You know, I said the same thing to God, Patty.
I
said,
most,
show me you're real.
And he will.
And I'll do this. I'll give you my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he did.
And he did for me, too.
I wonder how many people are sitting out there right now that need to just say, Jesus, show me
show
you're real
me
today.
You're real. Yeah. And
you're
he
out
will.
There. I know you are. So, you know, I challenge you. I challenge you to
absolutely.
Say to the Lord, prove yourself to me. Show me you're real.
And he will.
He will.
He'll show up in your life in the most unexpected way, too. You just never, and it's so exciting. And when he does, like with you and with me, when he did, we just knew that we knew that we knew down deep on the inside of us that he was real.
Yeah.
God is real. And he's continued to show us over and over throughout our lives just how real he is.
Yeah. I look at scriptures like John 8:32-36, and it says this: you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, and we've never yet been enslaved to anybody. How is it that you say you will become free? And Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin, and the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed.
Indeed.
I love this scripture, but you know, I think it's funny because he's like, we're Abraham's descendants and we've never been enslaved to anybody. The Jewish people were enslaved to everybody, you know, and the people are like, we've never been enslaved. Yeah, right. You're maybe not in their lifetime, but in life in general, they had been enslaved. And the bottom line is this. We've all been enslaved.
Yeah,
you know, we were born enslaved.
Yeah, we don't recognize it many times,
right?
Because we've been there for so long. We've lived in it for so long. It's our norm. So you walk around in your life not even knowing that you're a slave to the sin. You're a slave to lust, greed, anger, depression, fear, addiction, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That's being a slave. You're captive to that thing.
Yeah, you're being held captive. So, you know, in John 8:36, Jesus, he makes this statement, and he's like, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I wonder sometimes if we ever really taken the time to think about it and look at our lives and go, what am I really free from in my life? So what has Jesus, what's he freed you from in your life? You know, we're sitting here, we're talking about our life, but the overall thing and the first thing that comes to mind is the bondage of sin, Patty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have been in bondage to sin itself, you know, and if we're going to be set free, if we're going to be brought out of something, we first have to recognize and realize that we're bound.
Yes.
And that we are imprisoned by our sins. And so many people out there, I think they go through the whole thing of life and they don't really even know.
That's
they don't
it.
Know they're in sin. They don't know that they're captive and that they have been brought under slavery. You know, the very definition of captive is being confined. It's being brought into a jail cell, for lack of a better way of saying it. And that's what I was. I was a prisoner, and I was just, I was lost in my sin. And, you know, it's the impulses. It's the constant barrage of this lifestyle, and eventually it catches up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get tired, you get worn down, and then you're lost. You don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sin becomes your ruler. It becomes your taskmaster, and it says you must wake up and smoke that stuff. You must wake up and roll out of bed and take that drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall into these habitual sins. Yeah. And it holds us captive, yeah. You know.
And
it's called
must.
Addiction.
Yeah, and I can remember so many times I hated the addiction. I hated taking those drugs. I hated smoking that crack every day. And every time you do it, you say, "That's it. That's the last time.
It's
I'm
the
never
going
to do it again."
Gosh, I said
but
that
then,
so many times.
Yes, and then your body takes over. I mean, there were times where I would just literally convulse and shake. And so even though my mind is saying you don't want to go there, you don't want to go back to that,
right?
I'd go back to it just to stop what my body was screaming, just to settle my body down.
Right.
You'd do it again. And so a lot of times we're caught up in these things and we hate it. We don't want to do it. And
mm-hmm.
that's for most of us. Some love it, and they just, you know, I'm never stopping.
But sure.
There are others, and you're so trapped in it. You hate it. You don't want to do it. But your body, everything in you is just reacting to that dependency. And you can't break free until Jesus comes
so good.
And sets you free.
You know,
and
before we knew Jesus, it's like whatever sin wants, it gets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now that we've found that freedom in Jesus, and it's through the blood, Patty.
Amen.
Let's shift gears for a second. It's all because I've been washed in the blood. I've been forgiven.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know, I don't have to be out there living this crazy life. I don't have to be doing things that aren't making God happy in my life, because I am now, you know, I really am still a slave, but I'm a slave under the bondage of the glory of God. To be who God's called me to be in my life. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody's going to be somebody's slave.
Yeah, yeah.
At some point in your life, you know, you are going to either be a slave to sin or you're going to be a slave to righteousness, you know. But either way, we're still, you know, I am held captive now by the righteousness of
Amen.
God and wanting to live my life for Him. And, you know, it's a
That's
strange
good.
Way
like
to
that.
Put it.
Yeah,
but,
I like that.
But it really is. You know, even Paul it said, you know, in the scriptures, he says, you know, that this relationship and my bonds to Christ are, you know, to serve Him and to be all that He's called me to be in this life. And He called it a bond, you know, that I am held captive by, you know, the glory of God in my
mm-hmm.
life. I have to have Jesus. I have to live my life for Him. And I think that
yeah.
that's, you know, we have to realize that we have been freed from the bondage of sin, but we have also been held captive by the bonds of righteousness and the love
yeah.
of God in our lives as
that
well.
That makes me think of when I did get saved, when Jesus showed up and He saved me. I was freed. I was set free from that
yeah,
bondage
too.
Of sin. But I still did drugs. You know, I still had to walk that addiction out. Now, a week later, I fell and got high again, but that didn't mean that I wasn't free.
Right.
You see, our mind is like, okay, see, that didn't work. Jesus wasn't real. See, I'm not free. I fell and I did it again. But the key to that was surrounding myself. Thank God I had believers who began to surround me and tell me, no, you're still free. You know, once you gave your heart to the Lord, he came and he set you free from the law of sin and sickness and disease and addiction and everything else. It's a done deal. I still had to walk that out, and I had to trust him to help me come into total and complete freedom, and he did. I mean, I was totally clean, I think, within 6 months.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and each time I fell, it was longer and longer.
Right.
And longer. And usually when I did, it was because of peer pressure, those old familiar people coming around, putting
wrong
the drugs
place,
in front of your
the
face.
The right time.
Yeah, so I had to cut myself off from those people.
Yeah.
Surround myself with
me
people
too.
Who were teaching me the love of Christ. They were teaching me the freedom that
it's
I had
a church
received.
Family.
Amen. Thank God for a church family. I'm telling you, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I never knew such joy and such love and such unconditional love that, you know, I never got in the world, but I found in the church. You know, people love me even when I did fall back on my face.
Mm-hmm.
They were there to pick me up and say, come on.
Wow, that's so good. You know, as we're talking about this, you know, what has Christ set you free from? And, you know, we said that he set us free from the bondage of sin, but he also set us free from the penalty of sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a penalty. You know, in Romans 6:23, it says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, I mean, let's be serious for a minute. Outside of God, outside of the redeeming power of the blood of Jesus Christ coming into our lives and saving us, we were on a path for death and hell and destruction. And, you know, there was a sentence of death on each and every person who has not been found in Christ. So it's like we were on death row.
Yeah.
You
was
know,
literally
you got death
dying.
Row inmates.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. So, and, you know, today I think many people still don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just out there and they're just doing life. They don't realize they're in bondage and that there's a penalty for the way that they're choosing to live their life separated from Christ. That Jesus is like, please come to me, all you. You know, I have freedom for you. I want to set you free. And if I set you free, you'll be free indeed. But people are like, I don't want to be free. I want my sin. I like my sin. But what he's really trying to set you free from really is the punishment and the penalty of sin as well. And eternity is eternity. You know, you have one shot in this life to get it right. And you know, according to the Bible, some of you are out there like, well, I don't believe that. And that's okay, you know, for your sake, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but
right?
Chances are I'm not. And if you don't really take in and weigh the idea that I need to give my life to Christ and I need to be set free from this punishment and penalty of sin, then you're going to pay for that penalty yourself. Even though it's a free gift, God has given you everything in Christ, but you have a free will and you can choose not to accept Jesus in your life, and you'll be eternally separated from the presence of God, you know, for all of eternity. And that is tragic.
It is.
You know, I always look at it this way is, if I'm who I say I am, I'm a believer, and I believe the Bible, and I believe it's true, and I believe it's true for everybody under our words right now. If I don't share Jesus with you, then I don't love you.
That's right.
If I'm willing to just let you ride through and never hear that, then, you know, there's nothing that says I'm who I should be in Christ if I'm not willing to share the gospel with you so that you can be set free.
That's so good. That's so good. We have to. And once you get free, all the more you want to share with people who are lost in dealing with the penalty of sin and whatever the addiction or whatever it might be. Once you're free, you want everybody else to be free. And the big one for me that God set me free from, I think, was guilt and shame. That was huge for me. probably just as big as the addiction, because even though I was set free from my addiction and I had walked free from that for a while, I still had guilt and shame because of the things that I did. And that just ate me alive.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, for years. I think for probably a good year or so afterwards, I really struggled with that. And it was finding Isaiah 61 that really turned my life around, which was the scripture you shared in the beginning, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But it tells us all those things he set us free from.
Yeah.
And not only for us, but he wants to use us to do that for others who are in that place. And if you look in verse 7, it says, instead of shame and dishonor, you will inherit a double portion of prosperity and everlasting joy. And that's one of the promises of God. There are many, many, many promises.
You know, I think there are people out there, Patty, that need to understand that they've been set free from the shame of that previous life.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And, you know, you don't have to live in guilt. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So as you begin to see your life transformed by the Lord, one of the greatest things is there's a scripture in Hebrews that says, how much more will the blood of Jesus purge your conscience from dead works so that you can serve the living God? See, I can serve God today knowing that all the things that I did in my previous life, I deserve to be punished for that, but Jesus took my punishment, and he's taken the guilt, the shame, and everything, so he is everything that I need, and now I can live free from that shame and that guilt, and I can be free and be who God's called me to be because of what Jesus did.
Exactly.
So I
encourage
you.
See, I didn't think I could serve God because of, you know, the guilt and the shame because of what I'd done. And so that shame held me back. It was like if they knew what I did, they wouldn't let me come into church
and do
anything.
Roof should be falling in, right?
Yeah,
I felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, guys? We're believing for victory for you today over all of this, that you will understand that you have been set free by Jesus. He whom the Son sets free is
free indeed.
So that's the question of the day. Are you free? And if you're not, you can be.
Amen.
But if you are, then rejoice and celebrate Jesus. You know, we take communion every week at church to celebrate our freedom, to say Jesus has paid the price. And because of him, I can live once and for all for God and be all that God's called me to be in my life. So, guys, we hope you're enjoying the topic today, that the Son has set us free. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church with Patty Wilson.
Hallelujah.
Our lovely, extraordinary woman of God in the house today sharing with us. I love just blowing you up there. Patty, we've been talking about being set free in Jesus today. And guys, we hope that this is helping you and that you're beginning to know and understand that you can be free. And if you already are, you need to celebrate that you have been set free. And Patty, I want to kick it back to you for any final thoughts. What do you think you know, you'd want to encourage people with as we close the program out today?
One thing is you can enjoy a healthy relationship with Jesus because you've been free now. In James 4:8, it says, come near to God and he will come near to you. This is the essence of what Christ has freed you to do. God wants to have a close, intimate relationship with you. And when you walk in that freedom and you know that that's what he wants more than anything else. He wants a relationship with you. And we hear people say all the time, well, he doesn't want anything to do with me. How could God want a relationship with me? Look what I've done.
Right.
It's not about what
you've
done. I'm
not worthy of it.
Yeah, it's what he's done.
Yeah.
That's where it comes, where you're worthy. It's not because of what you've done. It's because of what he's done.
That's so good, because it's not about me. You know, the gospel isn't about me.
Exactly.
It's about Jesus. Now, it's about who I can become in him.
Amen.
But it's really not about me. It's not, this is a Kevin thing or a Patty thing. You know, the gospel is a Jesus thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the Son of God, and he has come to set us free.
Amen.
And in that freedom, we can be who God's called us to be.
And I like that freedom to serve. You said, you know, freedom to be all he's called me to be.
Yeah.
You know, he's called us unto good works, Ephesians 2:10, where God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus in order to do good works. When you're set free, you can become a worker for the Lord. And you know what? You want to. You want to see other people freed. You know, sharing what God's done, the freedom he's given you with others.
So good. You know, in Ephesians 2, 1 through 5, it says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that was now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging in those desires, and by nature we were the children of wrath. But God, rich in mercy, because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. It's by grace that you've been saved. Guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Go be saved, people, and love the Lord. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.